Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 7 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. This evening, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear and starry, with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is experiencing mild, comfortable weather, while Haifa enjoys a calm night. As we settle into the evening, here are today's headlines. First, Israeli strikes on a highway south of Beirut have killed 8 people, including 2 children, according to Lebanese state media. This action comes as the IDF targets Hezbollah in the area following evacuation warnings for 7 villages. That's from the Times of Israel earlier today. Also, Israel is concerned about a potential Trump-Iran deal. There are fears it may come with unwanted concessions. A source told CNN that Trump might rush into an agreement with last-minute compromises. This was reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF has targeted over 40 Hezbollah sites in southern Lebanon. The military reports they eliminated terrorists and dismantled rocket launchers. This update comes from JNS in earlier reporting. Separately, an IDF colonel warns that Gaza fighting may resume. Omri Mashia stated that Hamas has not been disarmed despite protests over military protection cuts. This was reported by YNET earlier today. And finally, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. The proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but might aid Trump in reaching a peace deal with Iran. Axios reported this from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, wrote just an hour ago about a comprehensive report on Hamas's sexual crimes. She notes the Israeli government had no involvement in its production. Danny Dannon, an Israeli politician, shared a concerning event in Brooklyn. He described a Muslim crowd outside a synagogue displaying Palestinian flags and anti-Israel signs. YNET Global reported that IDF Colonel Omri Mashia warned about potential renewed fighting in Gaza. He noted that Hamas remains armed and local security concerns persist. Now for more on those stories, starting with the strikes in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that Israeli airstrikes south of Beirut have intensified tensions in the region. The IDF claims these operations are a response to Hezbollah's activities. This strike follows warnings given to 7 villages in the area. The situation remains volatile, with potential wider implications for regional security. Turning to the potential Trump-Iran deal, the Jerusalem Post highlights Israeli concerns over possible concessions by Trump. Israel fears that these concessions could undermine their security interests. As negotiations continue, the outcome remains uncertain, affecting diplomatic dynamics in the Middle East. Meanwhile, JNS details how the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon are part of a broader strategy. The focus is on dismantling Hezbollah's infrastructure. This action aims to reduce threats from the north. The success of these operations could alter the balance of power in the region. Finally, on the Gaza front, YNET reports ongoing tensions despite a ceasefire. The IDF warns of potential renewed hostilities. As Hamas retains its weapons, communities near the Gaza border express security concerns. The situation highlights the fragility of peace efforts and the need for continued vigilance. In financial news, first, the Lufthansa Group will resume flights to Israel. Austrian Airlines will start flying to Tel Aviv on June 1, with Lufthansa and Swiss following in July. This update comes from Globes earlier today. Separately, Base44, an Israeli AI startup, has unlocked a $38 million payout. This milestone reflects the fast growth of AI technologies. CTech reported that Base44 achieved around $150 million in annual recurring revenue. And finally, Frame Security has raised $50 million to combat AI-based cyber threats. The Israeli-founded startup aims to enhance corporate security with its new platform. Ynet Business reported this development from earlier today. That's your Israel 18 news update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.